Click by Sabine Legrand, read by Annalise O'Ten. Fandom, X-Men First Class. Relationship, Eric Lenscher / Mystique / Charles Xavier. Rating, explicit. Additional tags include texting, alternate universe modern setting, alternate universe college / university, and damn you, Tumblr. Summary. Charles Xavier never should have been allowed a smartphone. Eric doesn't even realize what time it is until his phone vibrates against the desk. He looks up from his book, blinking at the screen. It's past 7, he hasn't eaten, and he's nowhere near done. Lovely. Unsurprisingly, he has a text from Charles. He's left Eric alone all afternoon, but there's only so much he's willing to ignore. Time to come home, Eric. He's not used to his new phone, the tiny little buttons, and he almost has to sound out the words to type them. I can't yet. Sad face. The smiley face still feels ostentatious and silly, but now he's got a button that does them, and they seem like less of a waste of time. The return message takes barely any time at all. It's just a picture, no text. Eric stares at it for a moment, lost for words. Is that your penis? I would think that you would recognize it by now. Eric shakes his head. It's exactly like Charles to do something like this. Charles is convinced that the slightest suggestion that any sex act involving him and Eric is in the offing will bring Eric running, no matter what he's doing. If it didn't work so often, maybe he'd stop doing it. It's very tempting, but I can't. I'm not finished. There isn't any response for a few minutes, and Eric goes back to his notes. He's gotten almost absorbed in them when his phone buzzes. Another message from Charles, a video this time. He takes his headphones out of his MP3 player and plugs them into his phone. He's not unfamiliar with Charles's tactics, and he suspects the surrounding Carells do not need to hear this. The video is surprisingly clear, which could be construed as bad or good at the moment. On the bad side, he is in the middle of the library. On the good, it gives him quite a nice view of Charles's hand moving up and down on his cock. The camera is shaking slightly, and he can hear the little pants and gasps that Charles gives off when he's getting into it, the ones that Eric likes much more than the theatrical groans he makes when he's teasing Eric. The video shuts off, and Eric shifts in his chair. He'd really, really like to pack up and get out of here. But Charles hounding him for sex isn't a good enough reason to do it. No point in me coming home. Looks like you've already got things well in hand. The reply is slower than usual, which isn't exactly surprising. Eric's fairly certain he wouldn't be able to work the phone at all in such a situation. Not my hand. Before Eric can really parse that statement, another picture comes through. Raven, looking up at the camera, mouth around Charles's cock. Eric actually drops the phone in shock. He scrambles to snatch it up before anyone can see it, frantically dismissing the message. You absolute bastard. The next message comes in from Raven's number. Clock's ticking. Winky face. Eric is not going to make a scene by throwing his books all over the place and tearing out of here. He gathers his things calmly but quickly and heads for the elevator. He waits about 30 seconds for it to come before he abandons it for the stairs, his footsteps echoing as he pounds down them. Thank God he lucked out and got a parking space right outside the front entrance, and he tosses his books into the back seat and backs out a little faster than is strictly necessary. He can be home in 10 minutes if the traffic lights cooperate, but that is forever from now. After Charles and Raven get what's coming to them for distracting him, first thing he's going to do is find out how to delete those messages. Revision. first thing he's going to do is find out how to put those pictures on his laptop. Then he's going to find out how to delete those messages. A light turns yellow, and he speeds up. The end. Thanks for listening.